Well, he bought a long strip of land through there. He done his own work. He eat good, but he made what he eat. Mm-hmm. And I was a very small kid when he cut his timber the first time. Mm-hmm. They snaked that timber. They've had several yoke auctions out there, which we was talking about the other day. Mm-hmm. And when he got that money, when he sold that timber, and he got pretty wise, and he got wise right quick. He sold that timber, and he didn't have a bit of use in the world for the money. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't spend money, he always saved his money. Mm-hmm. And he got to where, now whenever he put his money out, he put it out in a safe place. He put it out where that it would be worth it, you know, if it, something was to happen to you, why, mm-hmm. he could have took the go to him and said, I got a little piece of land here I want to buy. Mm-hmm. All right, if it wasn't too much, well, he said, I reckon that'll... He said, I'll come out and look at it. And he said, if it'll bring the money any time, he said, I'll let you have it. Mm-hmm. Well, he looked at it, yeah, he said, I think that'll bring you money. Well, he wanted if something happened to you and your family wasn't able to finish paying that, mm-hmm. some other man wanted a home could mm-hmm. come there and take it, don't you see, and go on over. But he wasn't hard on nobody. Mm-hmm. Well, he got to where he would certain time, and he never would let him cut it closed. Mm-hmm. He cut that timber to where, and you better not, when a man went there to cut that timber, he better not cut nine oversized under what he traded for. If he did, mm-hmm. he's going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And it was understood he's going to pay him the same price for his. But don't cut it. I don't want it cut. Mm-hmm. If I want to sell it, I'd sell it to you now, that size. Mm-hmm. Well, in a few years, he could do it again. You see, he would turpentine it. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Go in there and you put a box in any tree. It's already got a box on it. Put just as many as you can. Mm-hmm. You see, they got so much of box fur. Mm-hmm. They call it boxes. And every tree that ain't got no box on it, don't put but one. Mm-hmm. And that had to be a certain size. Mm-hmm. If it was too little, don't put none on there. Mm-hmm. None at all. All right, then whenever they got through with that one, he sold that, when he got ready then to sell that timber. He sold it everything that's got so many boxes on it, cut it. Mm-hmm. He didn't go in there like a lot of people and cut it, all that timber out, cut it clean, go and spend the money. Mm-hmm. He didn't need the money, he did, but he always kept it. He got a kick out of keeping his money.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a old person that likes to... Would you ever hear this fella called names? Maybe somebody didn't like him, and they might talk about the way he saved his money. Would they ever?
Oh, that band will talk about more than anybody.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different names did people call him?
Well, they said he's a stinger. They just called him just stinger. And you see, if I was kidding you, mm-hmm. Hey, what about, let's go out on and buy some. Let's go out there, let's go over and eat dinner. Mm-hmm. No, I got a friend at the house. It'd be foolish of me to go out there. All right, I'd call you him. Uh-huh. Say his name was John. Mm-hmm. I'd call you, all right, John. That meant you were stinger. Mm-hmm.
I said, would you call him?
I'd call you, anybody that, if I was going to call you stinger, I'd call you uh-huh. him.
Uh-huh. I see.